This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, we know Myles Garrett yesterday requested a trade. He's ironically enough down on Radio Row in New Orleans as well. So I know he's promoting something, but also that's I'm sure Cleveland is feeling great that he's doing all these interviews the day after
he requested a trade.
Hey, dude, someone's
paying him a couple hundred grand probably to walk to all these tables.
Absolutely,
I'd take the check.
Probably
too.
Doing some sleep number endorsement or something. So the Chiefs are co-favorites offshore at Bovada.
That's surprising.
To trade for Myles Garrett. Now, we had Nate Taylor on the show yesterday,
okay.
and he was going through kind of like we are, which is like, okay, all the different things, Cody, that would have to happen for that. Now, Myles Garrett wants to go to contender. Right, check that box.
Chiefs have that covered.
Ultimately, that's why they're co-favorites. We've said this for years now. When you're the Patriots, it happened to any free agent that's not a quarterback, any star player that wants to be traded, the Chiefs are going to be in the top 2 to 3 in odds for every player because most of those guys that want to get traded say they want to go win a Super Bowl. And when you are in a dynasty like the Patriots were or the Chiefs are now, you're going to be at the top of the list. It doesn't, like, that to me is what this says more than anything. Not that they have some inside scoop that the Chiefs are interested in trading for Myles Garrett.
They just think putting the Chiefs at the top allows you to maybe mention him before it.
Yeah.
Look, I'd entertain it. Anytime elite level players are on the market, I'm interested. If they're interested in being here, I think you'd have to ask yourself one real question about it is, would you give up draft capital and have to pay both guys and trade him for George Karlaftis? Because that's what you have to ask is, would you be willing to give up a second round pick and George Karlaftis? Because you don't have to pay either. So like, let's take the money out of it for just a minute. Myles Garrett, if you're going to trade for him, you're likely to probably continue to try to sign him for an extension. Plus he's already making a lot of money. And George Karlaftis is going to get paid by somebody, whether it's Kansas City this time around or the next time. Someone's going to give George Karlaftis a hefty sum of cash. The gap between Garrett and Karlaftis is not nothing. Okay? I mean, it's not nothing.
The reigning defensive player of the year.
It's you know, there's a gap there. And the idea that I could have Chris Jones and Myles Garrett on the same defensive line does sound like the league's best defensive line, even if I know no other players who are on it. Their problem is I don't think they can do sunk cost into two players at that price point. That's why they had to have all these one-year deals. That's why it was like, you know, even a couple years, they're bringing back Dana and Turk and all these guys that had to like come back to kind of fill back in the offensive line. You bring in Garrett. I think you got to do that again.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that because of the draft picks. And this is the consequence. Like you can cover mistakes and still get to a Super Bowl, clearly. And that's why Brett Veach has done a great job. But when you have the left tackle situation, long-term answers backfire the way it has, which was Wanye and obviously Kingsley, who looks like he's going to eventually be a guard for this team. And they don't have a long-term answer at left tackle. Well, where does that hurt you? It didn't hurt you on the field per se in terms of getting to a Super Bowl, because you're here thanks to Joe Tooney, but it has long-term repercussions in how you build your roster. The fact that you whiffed on a tackle or two. So that's still a major pressing issue for them after the Super Bowl. and I'm not giving up my first round pick that I might need to use to either draft one again or stockpile picks to move up in the first or stockpile picks to go pull off an Orlando Brown Jr. type trade like they did a couple years ago for
it's
a veteran.
If you're using picks, you don't want to be using him on tackle.
If they would
defensive hit, line, though, man. I mean, you could never have too many good defensive linemen or great ones in this case.
If you hit on Kingsley and you had him on a rookie deal and you're like, oh, we're good. Well, then obviously that's a position you don't have to waste assets on. I'm willing to go luxury shopping. You know, you can't do that. I would love to go buy. We all have that thing that we're like, I don't really need it. It'd be nice to buy it.
But I got some extra cash, so time to go get it.
But I
got
to pay the car payment. Even that trip to the Bahamas seems nice, but
it's more like the brakes. Like in this case, it's like, I need to fix the leak in my engine. That's what left tackle is at this point. It's not a side luxury. Yeah. It's either you want that coach purse for your wife or you want to fix the leak in the engine. And you're like, well, maybe that because of the offensive line problems. They do have one big advantage is they are going into next year, I think, already in pretty good shape at wide receiver, not even knowing if DeAndre Hopkins or Hollywood Brown or anybody came back on a one-year deal and are paying no money. They got wide receiver locked down cheap next year. Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice on nothing deals. Let's just say they brought back Hollywood Brown. I'd say same risk as the time before. Guy can't get on the field, but we obviously see the impact he has for the Chiefs when he is on the field, so you probably take that chance again. Let's say another $10 million there. Well, you'd have your number one, two, and three wide receivers making $1 million, $1 million, and $10 million. I mean, you can't do wide receiver for a championship contending team a lot less than that, but you'll be paying your right tackle, center, left guard, unless Tooney's going somewhere I don't know about, and in search of a left tackle. So, like, your whole offensive line might make up all the difference on what you're trying to pay a wide receiver. The problem is I think they got a draft to get at left tackle. I think you can go out and spend the money again while you still got Juwan Taylor and these other guys on the books.
You either got to move up in the draft, because we've had this scenario for a couple of years now. I think we've learned by now that at 31 or 32, which is where they basically draft every year, you're not probably getting a starting left tackle. They thought they had one in Kingsley in the second round. You can say, so what are you talking about? But that's the point, is that the gap in talent after the first 15 picks at left tackle is a huge gap. And this year's draft,
use those picks to go.
Either trade up, or I would be interested. Is there a guy that's on a final year of his rookie deal, like Orlando Brown Jr. was a couple years ago?
Who's just a good, stable left tackle that you're willing to pay?
And you bring him in and let it play out the final year of the rookie deal. And if he's that dude, then you pay him. Obviously, you hope it turns out better than Orlando Brown Jr. But that type of trade, I'm not saying trade for Orlando Brown Jr. I'm saying that type of trade in the same scenario would be something I'm interested in.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.